from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Here's the thing. Before we get to DeJounte, I think it's important for you to hear what our general manager had to say. Going into the summer, we knew that one of these guys potentially was going to be traded.
Right.
The idea of both, I never believed that. I didn't think that was going to happen. But I also said it was going to be harder to trade Trey, and that's what I felt just from the people that I've spoke to about what you're getting in return, what the ask was. Everybody said 3 first-round picks. I didn't think that was going to happen. Nevertheless, it's DeJounte. So, and Chris, real quick, let me see what – because I want to make sure I'm getting these right. Because Oren, we just heard from Landry Fields, who spoke to the media. And the reason, guys, is Summer League starts Friday.
Right.
Okay? So that is why Landry Fields is addressing the media. But he was asked questions about the moves that have happened with our Hawks. And by the way, do you feel any better about what we've done?
No, you've subtracted scoring. You haven't replaced it. Now, we're going to talk about defense because defense has been a major hole in this franchise for years. And Dyson Daniels. Now, again, if Dyson Daniels turns into what Solomon Hill was in the 2021 season, I don't think people realize we got Solomon Hill at the end of his NBA career, and he played probably more games than he had. You have to go back to, like, you know, the second year of his NBA career. But the guy, he didn't score for Jack, but he just was a defensive presence. He was a physical guy. We talked about the role that he played on that team. He only averaged, by the way, go back and look at it, Carl. Solomon Hill only averaged 21 minutes a game for us in 20.
Wow.
So it's not like he was out there. He was an element, but it was a toughness that we just didn't have otherwise, and we haven't really had since. But yeah, Dyson Daniels, we're looking to play more defense. We're looking certainly to be able to help Trey when he's on the floor. Teams go at Trey because, look, it's not a pick on, not picking on Trey. So all you Trey heads, just chill for a second. There's other guys out there. Nobody in the NBA plays defense in the backcourt for the most part. There's no Gary Paytons don't exist anymore, right, in this league. But I do think you've got to have somebody who can help him in the half court or somebody that can mitigate some of the mismatches. Maybe that's what Dyson Daniels can do, but that's still not going to give you any scoring.
We didn't play defense.
No, that either. He can't shoot. I'm sorry. That's my issue. Here is what Landry Fields had to say about the roster crunch and why they had to make a move.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're definitely going to be in a roster crunch right now. We're obviously over the amount of players that we can bring back. So from now until, you know, start of season, we'll have some more tough decisions to make.
So you just
not really?
No, I don't think they're tough either. I think they're fairly easy. Here's the problem, Mike. You've got 5 centers on this team. You don't need 5 centers.
That's one of the easier parts to get moving on. Right?
I'm just being honest with you. The Cody Zeller thing.
Yeah. Oh, they'll release Cody Zeller. He's never going to play.
Well, but you've got 5 guys now and redundancy at a position that just doesn't make sense, which is why they should have moved Clint. But that's neither here nor there. Here's what he said about Dyson Daniels. To your point about, you know, why they liked him. This is what Landry Fields said.
His defensive versatility is something that really stands out. His shooting has gotten better. It's something that we think we can get an uptick in him as time goes on with his development. So if we're able to help him stay the course defensively and then give him some offensive adjustments there, turns into a real player.
Look, the only way this team does anything to get out of this play-in tournament rut that we've been in is that Jalen Johnson is going to have to be like literally an all-star. Seriously, that's it. Jalen Johnson needs to play 70 games and be an all-star. Now, let's hope his progression, Carl. I don't know if that's a realistic expectation, but I'm just telling Hawks fans, where else is his scoring coming from?
Yeah.
You know, unless guys, like, I know the guys love the fact that Garrison Matthews was shooting 40% plus from three. Well, he'll certainly have plenty of chances, Carl, to take more threes because there's not a lot of competition for that role right now on this team.
Yeah, and this is no disrespect to Gary. He can shoot. But the circumstances under which he played in and how he got those shots, Mike, is a little different than him starting the season, teams keying on him and making sure that he's not getting those wide open threes. I'm just telling you. Right. I mean, I like Gary a lot, but this whole idea like he was Larry Bird, let's stop it, all right? With that said, here is what he said about the move to trade DJ. This is Landry Fields. It's Dukes and Bell.
Just evaluating where we're at. It was a hard decision. It was challenging. We knew that where we ultimately want to be was going to require some challenging decisions. You know, just not being at that point currently where we felt like we can continue on with what we have. So, wanted to reshape some things, and you know, this was an unfortunate part of the business. DeJounte is a fantastic player, but we're excited for him and his journey on in New Orleans. But we're also very excited about, you know, the guys that we got back, got a few assets with it too, which are going to be helpful for us to continue to build. So,
all right, Mike, you got a guy that can't shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just keep it real.
Right.
You got Larry Nance Jr. and you're stockpiling at a position where when is Larry Nance Jr. going to see the floor?
Right, behind Okongwu and Capella.
And then you've got what he's talking about is the picks at the end of that, mm-hmm. which he feels like maybe they can package and do something, which they haven't yet to do.
The non-protected one is the one that kind of like the booby prize.
Correct, and that has to do with the Lakers' performance,
right.
Whether or not we get that first-round pick and whether it's a pick between 15 and 24, which it more likely will be because they have to miss the playoffs. What did we get?
Yeah, nothing. Look, this is the same thing you got for John Collins, guys, in essence. You got nothing for John Collins unless Dyson Daniels becomes the all-defensive team. You got nothing for DeJounte Murray other than a hope for, as you just...
Oh, well, you're saving money is what you got.
Well, that's what you like. You cleared cap space. And that's why, you know, you goaded me on Monday. You goaded me on Monday.
Well, you were in a tizzy, though.
I am always in a tizzy when it comes to Hawks. Just spend some money. You know, I mean, I get it. There's these aprons now that they've added more confusion to the fan base. The bottom line is we're just going to roll out the same basic team next year, hoping that Reese Hoshea can grow and learn on the job as a 19-year-old and that Jalen Johnson balls out. That's it. Bogey is still here. Bogey will miss some games. You know, at this stage of the game, you go to back-to-back nights, you know Bogey can't play the second game. You know, this is where we're at. It didn't add scoring. Certainly you can, say by definition we added defense.
404-726-0929. First time we've heard from the general manager. Summer League starts Friday in Vegas for our Hawks. And, yes, I'm interested because we're going to get a chance to see the first pick. Yeah, I want to see what some of these guys look like. But at the end of the day, it's about what this roster is going to look like come October, right, when the season rolls around and how competitive they're going to be. More importantly, Mike said it, where's the additional scoring coming from? And I've just said this. If you think scoring 25 a night in the league is easy, it's not. Like, that's just taken for granted that, oh, anybody can just step in there and give you 25 a night. If that was the case, hell, we would have been much better than we were last year.
Right.
But, you know, even a guy that has promise like Jalen Johnson, Mike, the games in which he scored the 25s, the 27 points.
He had a couple against some good teams, but mostly
correct.
Not. Hey, man, so Trey, Bogey, Reese Hoshea is going to start. You're not going to put your number one guy on the bench.
Cannot.
Jalen Johnson. Look, and the guy's like, what's your guy's beef with Capella? There's no beef. It's an expiring contract. You know, we're not going anywhere. We should have traded him try to make it work. We could take it on an expiring contract that maybe gives him more production and let Okongwu and Fernando be your centers. Right?
Correct.
And let's go to work.
Yeah, there's no beef.
I don't think it's we love Capella, but I think his best games are behind him.
Yeah, there's no beef. The beef is at this particular juncture, there are guys that I feel like can help the team more. That's just where we are. And I've been saying Double O and Okongwu again. How long is he going to be your backup center? Are you going to give him a chance to be the guy?
Because you think he's got more ceiling?
I do.
I still really can't evaluate because I'd love to see him get more minutes in the bigger moments.
I'm going to tell you guys this too. And I was having this conversation with a buddy of mine today. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we were talking about it. Muhammad Gay can play. Mm. We haven't seen enough of him. You guys, I'm not talking about just the fan base,
right?
Mike, he's long. He can shoot the three. He defends. His issue was he had a back issue last year. So they were very cautious about how they were going to work him back into the rotation. So he played a few games in the G League, and then they moved him up to the big team at the end of the season. I'm just telling you, that position, you've got some flexibility in guys that you can rotate in and out. Capella is, he's not what he was when he first got here. And to Mike's point, I just feel like his best days are behind him. If that's the case, make a decision. But why do you have five centers on this roster?
Again, Larry Nance Jr. is going to be gone. Cody Zeller is going to be gone. I'm with you. When we joked around about using the exception, and I said, we got to cut some guys, I said, cut Gay. And a lot of guys, to your point, said, no. They see the upside in Gay.
Nice. He's got Gay.
So let's see what the guy can do. Now, Vit Krejci, is Vit going to stick around?
Listen, he's a nice rotational player.
Look, so basically what we're going to doing is dumping the guys we got from New Orleans, not named Dyson Daniels. That's where it's at, because we got to get under the cap. So, I don't think Landry Fields is very good at his job, but I also think they handicap him at his job.
Okay, that's fair. And look, I'm trying to be give him the benefit.
He's handcuffed by virtue of the salary cap issues that he cannot exceed.
I would love to say, again, we're not done, and this thing's going to look completely different in 2 months from now, and they're going to make some more moves and. But at this point, I don't know if that's the case.
But basically, we'll play more of the auto for you. You had an interview that he did where DeJounte Murray talks about the defensive philosophy.
Big time.
Well, there is no – but check that, the lack of a defensive philosophy here in Atlanta.
Yeah, it was, I thought, very telling.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.